Welcome back to JR Morning on a Thursday, Jason.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm honored to welcome onto the show Tim Golding, the most important man in Lansing that no one's ever heard of. Tim, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Jason. Thanks for the compliment. And I think you're the most important person in Lansing.
All right, let's keep it going. Tell everyone a little bit about Americans for Prosperity and kind of the advocacy for free markets that you're involved in.
Yeah, we are the largest nonprofit, nonpartisan grassroots organization in the country and on the center-right side of things. We work in 39 states. We have offices in 39 states, but we work in all 50. And we are grassroots advocacy. We work to give people a voice, help them amplify their message, make a difference with their lawmakers, make a difference in their communities. We give them the tools and the trainings to amplify their voices and help them be effective change agents for the things they want to see in their state, their community, and their nation. And we do it 365, 24 hours a day, all year, all week. We do it all day. We never stop.
And you know, Tim, everywhere you go, people are talking about the cost of living. That's what you hear from people. What are you hearing directly from Michigan families right now?
Just exactly that. We talk to thousands of people every week, and the cost of living is hurting people. And we need people like Speaker Matt Hall and the House Republicans that we have a great relationship with that are doing great work to try to get policies passed. Obviously, they're getting hung up in the Senate, but to bring down the cost of living, and whether that's gasoline or how to heat and cool your home, all those things are really affecting people's pocketbooks and savings accounts. We want to work and bring policies to bear, and we work with lawmakers at the state and federal level every day to reduce the size and the scope of government and its intrusion into people's personal lives and in their businesses. And we fight with every day for that. And some of the stuff that Speaker Hall has done this year is tremendous. They just passed a bunch of energy bills. They're going to bring energy costs down for homeowners, ratepayers. We're working on some housing reforms and zoning reforms. They're going to bring down the cost of housing so that especially young families can afford to stay in Michigan, live in this great state, raise families, start businesses. But it's just too expensive right now for people to do that. We hear that every single day.
Well, Tim, you referenced Speaker Matt Hall there a couple times. And, you know, it's pretty remarkable that with a Democratic governor and a Democratic Senate, that Speaker Hall, as the Republican controlling the House chamber, has been able to actually drive the agenda in Lansing. And I think what's most remarkable is that he was single-handedly responsible for actually cutting the growth of government in Michigan last year with the budget in which he trimmed $1 billion from what the governor was looking for. I've never seen in non-crisis times that kind of reduction in spending. But what are some of the issues that you're working on in Lansing right now, and what's going to be the impact on our state's economy?
Well, yeah, you're right. Nobody's working harder than Matt Hall and the rest of the House Republicans to get this stuff done for Michigan families. Some of the bigger things that we're working on with them are what's called one of them is the RAINS Act, and it's regulations by the executive in need of scrutiny. And basically what that does is brings the power back from the bureaucracy, the unelected bureaucrats, and gives it back to the lawmakers so that the bureaucracy can't impose fees and fines and regulations when they're implementing laws that harm the economy. Those bills just passed out of the House, and that'll be a tremendous savings for Michigan families and businesses. They just passed a bunch of energy reform bills and property tax bills that we were helping on those as well, like getting rid of the personal property tax, which will save small businesses and manufacturers millions of dollars that they can reinvest in their companies. They can increase wages. They can hire new people. They can buy new equipment. They're not paying taxes on the equipment that they buy. That's what that personal property tax is. And a big savings for ratepayers when it comes to energy will be when the energy companies are not paying those taxes on their infrastructure improvement, on their equipment. It's mandated in those laws that savings get passed directly back to the ratepayers. That's huge for Michigan families. These recent package of bills that they're pushing are going to save ratepayers and Michigan families millions of dollars, billions of dollars, actually. And some of the property tax things and the pop-up tax on and real estate transfer tax, getting rid of those things. They're working every day to save Michigan families' money. It's our money. It's not the government's money. We need to find ways to cut spending. We don't have a a revenue problem. We have a spending problem in the state, and Matt Hall works every single day to try to reduce that. And I couldn't be more grateful for the effort he has put out there. And also on the Senate side, I'd like to say Senator Lindsey just put forth a bill, and hopefully this will get some traction, where ratepayers, families, don't have to pay taxes on their energy bills. That will save thousands. So there's a lot of good stuff coming out of Lansing. You don't hear about it all the time because of the Democrat-controlled media typically, but there's a lot of good things happening that are going to benefit Michigan families. And we talk to families every day, and they love this stuff that's going on.
Tim, Americans for Prosperity Michigan opening that new field office in Macomb County, and Congresswoman Lisa McClain is going to be participating. What message do you think her involvement sends?
That AFP is a market maker and not a market taker, that we are helping shift paradigms and bring good results and good policies for Michigan families. And she's a part of it. We have a great relationship with Chairwoman McClain, and couldn't be happier that she's coming to visit the office, help kick off our grand opening. That's at 5 o'clock today at 20375 Hall Road. If you want more information, you can go to afpmichigan.com. But we couldn't be happier that she's going to help kick that off. And she knows the work we do. She knows at the state and the federal level that we're working every day for Michigan families, and she wants to be a part of it. We couldn't be happier.
And Tim, you mentioned, you know, that you're a grassroots organization, and for people that don't know AFP, you know, it's got to be one of the largest, most influential grassroots organizations in the country and here in Michigan for certain. I think you guys have an incredible impact on what's happening in the state legislature and also at the federal level. For people that want to get involved with AFP, how do they do that, and what kind of things can they do by engaging with AFP?
Tim, we got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, afpmichigan.com. We can teach you how to be a community organizer, canvas neighborhoods, testify before committees, be a social media influencer. Any way that we can teach you 1,000 different ways to get involved in politics to make a difference, and policy to make a difference in your community, in your state, in your country. And we do it every day, all day, all across the whole country. And in Michigan, we have a lot going on, and we'd love to have you guys, whoever's listening, be a part of it.
Tim Golding, State Director of Americans for Prosperity Michigan. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tim.